can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Students attend Girls State to join in an exercise in democracy. This participant was glad to be part of it.
Left or right, just participate. Participate in democracy. There'd be a lot more representation of women. It would help more people get up and exercise their voice.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
You know a service is solid when it gets great word of mouth. That's why I wanted to let you know what people are saying about ZipRecruiter. The CEO of Walls Need Love said, "I posted a job on ZipRecruiter and found my lead graphic designer within just a few days." The takeaway? If you're hiring, ZipRecruiter excels at finding qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House, the U.S. announcing a new round of military aid to help defend against Russian attacks. Before the meeting, the president spoke to reporters.
Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail, and we'll continue to stand by you every step of the way.
Zelensky will also meet with Vice President Kamala Harris. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's innocent and will not resign. He's facing federal charges, including fraud and accepting campaign contributions from foreign countries for political favors. Hurricane Helene upgraded to a Category 3 storm and expected to make landfall tonight along Florida's Big Bend. Updating investors today, Southwest Airlines set a target date of 2026 to begin its assigned seating as it ushers in what it calls a better Southwest. The discount airline says it will be keeping the airline's signature bags fly free policy. This is ABC News. The federal government releases new numbers on the U.S. economy.
Bolstered by strong consumer spending, the nation's gross domestic product grew by 3% in the second quarter of the year, a faster pace than analysts had expected. The GDP measures the market value of all goods and services produced in the country and is often a barometer for economic health. The growth is also notable with regard to the pandemic, showing a 5.5% second quarter increase from 2020 through 2023, indicating the U.S. economy has bounced back in stronger shape than predicted. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The World Health Organization and TikTok have announced a new collaboration, all to help provide people with reliable science-based health information. According to the WHO, about 1 in 4 adults seeks news content on social media where they can be targeted with misinformation. The year-long partnership plans to promote evidence-based content and encourage positive health dialogues. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ehlen. The mayor moved it, and now Wausau's city clerk has turned over details of the ballot drop box removal to the Marathon County District Attorney and Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Caitlin Bernardi cites state statute calling for her to report suspected election fraud, irregularities, or violations of which the clerk has knowledge to the district attorney and WEAC. Bernardi says while the box was not secured to the ground, it was locked and unable to accept ballots or other documents, and that it was her intent to have it secured and open for use this week. But Mayor Doug Denny removed the box himself on Sunday, saying he was concerned someone could walk off with it. Bernardi says for now, anyone with a ballot that they'd like to return after hours can do so in the city's regular payment box outside City Hall. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new state program can assist owners of older homes in Wisconsin.
The More Like Home Repair and Renew Loan Program can help pay for critical repairs and improvements that increase energy efficiency, safety, and security. It provides low-interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 to owners of houses more than 40 years old. Loans can be used for structural repairs and updates to things like roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, and heating and air conditioning. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A grant program from the Department of Natural Resources hopes to build up the hunting community. The DNR is taking applications for its Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. Funding is used to help grow the number of hunters in Wisconsin and support new hunters who want to learn. The grant funds projects that teach people the skills, knowledge, and attitudes to be responsible and safe hunters. The total grant pool of $125,000 is available. More info is on the DNR's website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Fantastic weather today with unseasonable warmth under sunny skies. Highs rise to near 80 degrees. Winds are calm and skies stay clear tonight too, allowing for some patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a warm day with bright skies. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome in. Thanks for joining us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America. We have a wide range of topics, everything from rail safety to soybeans, markets, and beyond to talk about here today on AOA. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up here in segment four of today's show, we're going to kick off our Sustainable Soy Update series. We're going to talk the recent news about the Land Use Change Initiative. Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainable Supply at the United Soybean Board, is going to join us for our first Sustainable Soy Update here on AOA. In segment three, we're going to take a look at the markets and get analysis with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. In segment two, DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely is going to stop by for a conversation as we take a look at some of his recent stories and news headlines impacting agriculture. So all of that and more coming up here today on AOA. But we are kicking things off on the program powered by Cenex. Trust your local experts at Cenex to provide the premium diesel and premium lubricants you need for your operation. Go to Cenex.com for more. Formerly known as Rail Safety Week, it is Seed Tracks Think Train Week here this week. Joining us now to talk about that, she's the Executive Director for Operation Lifesaver. Rachel Molle is with us here today on AOA. Rachel, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Thanks for inviting me back. I love being on your show.
Let's talk Seed Tracks Think Train Week, an updated name for what's formerly known as Rail Safety Week. And thinking about this, really at the heart of the message is just that awareness about everything when it comes to rail safety. Just give us kind of the overview here of why this week is so important when it comes to rail safety, Rachel.
Well, thank you for letting me do that. It's a critical day, and it's a culmination, or a critical week. It's a culmination of the work that we do around the country every single day. This week has a different theme every single day, ranging from school bus drivers to professional drivers to photographers to first responders. Yesterday was actually called Operation Clear Track, geared towards first responders. Transit Thursday is coming up. We have a variety of rail safety messages for people who drive over tracks, walk over tracks, bicycle over tracks, but also just commute via train or tracks. Your audience, Jesse, is critical. Farmers and operators of farm equipment. It's an audience that we really want to get the rail safety message out, because oftentimes tracks are on private property and on farmland, and they can't stop. Trains can't stop quickly. It can take a mile or more for a train to stop, and they can't swerve. There's no steering wheel. So we need farm operators and large equipment operators to really look both ways before crossing. Make sure your the equipment that you're driving can clear the tracks and can quickly get over. Don't change gears. We really want to make sure that everyone is aware of the rail safety message.
I think about this too, Rachel, as we look at some of the stats and more. And, you know, there's too many times that I see this happen. You know, someone, they're in a hurry and they see the gates down, if it is a gated crossing, and they're just like, oh, I'm just going to go around the gates and keep going. Well, that's a big no-no. And you think about some of the stats that are out there. What is it, every 3 hours in the U.S., someone is hit by a train? I mean, there's a lot of sobering statistics out there as to why there's a need for awareness here for C-TRAX Think Train Week, right?
Yes, and let me share with you another staggering statistic. 60% of incidents occur at a crossing where there are lights and or gates. 60%. So people are not following the warning signs, and it is no contest with a train. I mean, we don't want people to drive around the gates to think they can beat a train. As I mentioned, it can take a mile or more for a train to stop. They cannot stop quickly. You know, we want people to only cross at designated crossings. Do not cross anywhere on the track, right? And always expect a train, even if you haven't seen a train there in what you think is a while. Always expect a train, which is why it's C-TRAX Think Train.
I know, too, that it comes down to education, and not just adults, but children as well. Getting folks educated at an early age to know the dangers that are out there when it comes to rail safety and trains. And I know with Operation Lifesaver and your many partners in all states, et cetera, you guys have a lot of great resources available for education. Talk about that a little bit, Rachel.
Sure. Anyone can request a free rail safety education presentation around the country. They can go to our website at oli.org and make that request. There's a little button there for free presentations. But also, we have resources for children all the way up through older adults, professional drivers, as we mentioned, school bus drivers, teachers, parents. We have a lot for our children geared towards curriculum. If you are a teacher or a parent looking to enhance education opportunities for your kid, or just looking for something for your child to do, we have supplemental information on teen driving and new drivers. We also have kids' computer games available, sharing the rail safety message. I think it is critical to know that, you know, many years ago, we learned how to wear a seatbelt, right? I'm going to date myself, but when I learned how to drive, we didn't have to wear a seatbelt. And now everyone wears a seatbelt, and we really want to have the same type of impression on young children, because it is a lifelong learning that we're hoping to achieve. And all our materials are free for download at oli.org.
Again, we're talking with Rachel Molly, Executive Director for Operation Lifesaver. C-TRAX Think Train Week happening here this week in the U.S. And Rachel, as we kind of wrap up our conversation and just thinking about rail safety in general, what would you really reiterate to folks and reinforce to them just to make sure that they're thinking about being safe around trains and as they're navigating around crossings and things like that? I mean, what would you tell folks and reiterate to them here this week?
I'd say follow all the advance warning signs. The gates are down. The lights are flashing. Do not proceed through the crossing. Do not drive through the gates. Only cross at designated crossings for pedestrians and bicyclists. Do not take shortcuts over the tracks. Don't assume that a track is not live. Trains can come in any direction at any time. And when you see tracks, think train, right? Even if you haven't seen a train come by in a while, it doesn't mean that that's an abandoned track. So just always be mindful and don't take any unnecessary risks.
Good thoughts to think about. Again, OLI.org for more information. C-Tracks Think Train Week happening this week here in the U.S. And we appreciate comments and time with OLI Executive Director Rachel Molle. Rachel, thanks for being with us here today on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Have a great day. And thank you again for inviting me back.
Rachel Molle there with Operation Lifesaver as we talk C-Tracks Think Train Week. All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. We'll talk with DT and Environmental Editor Todd Neely on the way right after this.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective in breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit Farm Rescue.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA today brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids, they're not worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, joining us now, DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely is back with us here on AOA. Todd, good to talk with you again. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be here, Jesse.
I feel like there is no shortage of stories when you and I get on the show together here, Todd, to talk about, and that is the case again here today. Let's start off with, I think, some of the biggest news I've seen here this week is the news surrounding 45Z, the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, some legislation moving on Capitol Hill, the Farmer First Fuel Incentives Act. Give us a bit of a rundown of what exactly has been happening here this week surrounding 45Z.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, it's been interesting. As you know, leading up in the past few weeks, we've had a lot of ag groups, biofuels groups, others sending letters to Treasury, you know, wanting guidance on the 45Z. In the meantime, this week we had a bipartisan bill that was offered in both the House and the Senate. It's pretty simple. It restricts eligibility of to the credit to people who produce fuels using domestic feedstocks. A lot of this, I think, is centered on, you know, the thought that Chinese producers could somehow enter the market and gain the credit through a number of different ways, I guess. But and the other part of this bill is that they want to extend the 45Z to a 10-year credit, which in the biofuels industry, 10 years is an eternity, and it's also it would also bring some stability and some predictability for people who invest in clean renewable fuels, including sustainable aviation fuel. So we've got that in Congress, and then last week we had a group of biodiesel producers from the state of Iowa had sent a letter to Janet Yellen at Treasury saying, "Hey, we need the 45Z guidance, and we need it now." You know, one of the interesting stories that's kind of emerged is that, you know, the biodiesel industry for years has had a battle when it comes to the blender's credit. You know, there's always been an expiration of that credit come year's end. It's just been something that's been consistent and constant. A lot of biodiesel companies have planned on switching from that blender's credit to the 45Z credit. And so there's some real concern that if they don't have some sort of guidance, you know, some idea of what their so-called carbon intensity scores are going to be and how much that they can claim for the credit. If they don't have that, like, very soon, we could see a shutdown in the industry. And that's something I think, you know, when you cover this industry, biofuels industry, for so many years, there seems to be that there's always some surprise or some other aspect of it that you hadn't thought of.
It seems like to me on one side here with this Farmer First legislation, we're getting maybe a little bit of common sense in terms of, hey, let's make this a viable thing for U.S. farmers more so than Ford feedstocks. But then on the same coin here, to your point there, talking about, you know, looking for guidance, we still don't have that from Treasury. And every indication I've seen, Todd, is that we're not going to see that guidance before the end of this year.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that that's, you know, unfortunately, in an election year, this is the way things are. You know, the credit itself is supposed to take effect January 1st. And so here we are. We're at the end of September. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that make a lot of plans around, you know, federal policy, tax credits, and that sort of thing. Their very existence depends on knowing, you know, what's to come. And I think perhaps the Treasury still can put out some sort of guidance, at least in the interim. But so far, I've heard nothing. I don't know that that's actually being considered at the moment.
Let's stay in the renewable fuels, ethanol, biofuels industry. I know here just a few weeks ago, a new study released by the Energy Futures Initiative Foundation, preliminary results released during a Growth Energy press conference. This was talking about ethanol and how it can move to net zero when it comes to carbon. Talk about that study. What did we find there, Todd?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of interesting. A lot of the things that this study talks about, I think the industry itself probably already knows that, you know, these types of actions can get the ethanol industry closer to zero. You know, we've been hearing a lot about carbon capture and storage, you know, with the CO2 pipeline proposal. You know, but there's other things. You know, there's low carbon energy use at ethanol plants. You know, there's use of biomass to produce power and heat. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that I think the industry has known about. And I think the study, it's quite interesting in the fact that, you know, it kind of looks beyond, you know, cover crops and no-till farming, efficient fertilizers, all those things. And it kind of looks toward, you know, what are some of the other things long-term? You know, some of this stuff I never even heard of, you know, like a blue hydrogen use. I mean, I don't even know what blue hydrogen is, honestly. but this study basically, it does chart a path to, you know, the potential of ethanol not only being net zero, but maybe being negative carbon. But I do think a lot of that stuff is longer term. But again, you know, these stories kind of all interconnect. You know, we need some guidance on the 45Z. Because a lot of plants, a lot of companies want to make investments in a lot of these things. And so, you know, while the potential is there, you know, going forward for corn ethanol to be involved in the sustainable aviation fuel industry, there's a lot of groundwork to be laid yet.
Very, very true. I couldn't agree more. And you think about all this, a great point. It's all kind of tied together. Another thing, too, I know the Commodity Futures Trading Commission approved the first guidelines for the trading of voluntary carbon credit derivative contracts in the country here as well in just the last several days. So a lot of things, and to your point, a lot of groundwork needs to be laid. We're talking with Todd Neely, DTN Environmental Editor. Todd, a couple other things I wanted to ask you about, some of the recent stories you've been covering. One of those, the antitrust price-fixing lawsuit with Bayer, Corteva, and others. Sounds like some updates there. What's the latest?
You know, it's interesting, Jesse, because there's always something going on in the courts as it relates to agriculture. And I think one of the things that we've seen a lot of, you know, the Biden administration had signed an executive order dealing with competition and that sort of thing. You know, we had a number of lawsuits that have been brought that relate to that issue. And one of those was challenging Corteva, Bayer, and other companies in how they price inputs. This particular case was actually thrown out. I don't know that it's going to come up again, honestly. I mean, I guess suppose somewhere along the way this entire issue about competition is going to keep popping up. But I think, you know, the companies, at least this time around, this anti-price fixing lawsuit was filed, I believe, in Missouri. It was farmer plaintiffs in Illinois and Minnesota that filed a petition, I believe it was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of allegations made about, you know, these companies getting together and doing things that is anti-competition and that sort of thing. So, this particular case, it did come to an abrupt end. The court ruled that there just wasn't any proof of that. But certainly this is an issue, you know, depending on this election again, you know, if Harris wins this election, I suppose that there's conceivably more stuff when it comes to competition, you know, on the horizon.
And I think it was 13 some companies that were named in that lawsuit that you mentioned got dismissed. Right. And you think about the elections too. As we kind of wrap up here, we just got about a minute. I was going to ask you about some of the latest surrounding the Clean Water Act and WOTUS and more. And I know there's been a lot of talk here lately about how there's not really any clear guidance on some of that after we saw some court news on that here earlier in the year, I believe. And depending on who wins this election, we could have some, you know, topsy-turviness maybe again when it comes to Clean Water Act, WOTUS, et cetera, can't we, Todd?
Yeah, Jesse, this has been ongoing for so long, you know, dating back to the Obama administration. We've had just a back and forth on the WOTUS rules. And you're right. I mean, one way or the other, definitely there's never going to, it just seems like there's never going to be a stability when it comes to the Clean Water Act. And it's something probably members of Congress and others who can pass laws and make changes. You know, I think it definitely needs to be solved in Congress, and how that's done, I don't know. Cause there's so many back and forth at this point. It's hard to really keep up as to what version of the WOTUS rule that we're actually under at the moment.
Yeah, and I know you got a story from Idaho looking at that as well. And folks can find that and more of your coverage at dtnpf.com. Good to talk with you, DTN Environmental Editor Todd Neely. Thanks for being with us here on AOA today. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. We'll take a look at the markets with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics on AOA. If you're applying a low-rate nitrogen stabilizer, you might be falling for a losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations, so great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in proven solutions. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 14 to 23.31, November down 8 to 22.75, December down 5 to 21.47, January up 13 to 20.69. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets ended the day mostly higher as both live cattle and feeder cattle mostly higher due to the cash markets. While they're not active yet, prices were still firming up in the south. And that gave the trade enough confidence to move prices higher after being lower for most of the session. Meanwhile, hog markets, that's a different story. They move mostly lower. A lot of this is the expectation of the quarterly hogs and pigs report that could potentially show some higher pork inventory, and that did help to pressure the hog markets. October live cattle up $1.05 to $184.10. September feeder cattle up 2 cents to $245.40. October hogs down 45 cents to $82.02. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower. Soybeans really led the entire complex lower. The weather is positive for the harvest in corn and beans to continue to move along as well. The daily export wire for corn saw 115,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. For soybeans, weekly export sales, they were strong at 1.57 million metric tons. But again, there was some profit taking and farmer selling that pressured the market. Wheat markets also were lower. December corn down 2 to 4.13 and a quarter. November beans down 12 and a quarter.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA today, powered by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Let's take a look at what's happening in these markets. Been finding some strength this week in the commodity markets in particular. Joining us now for analysis, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Mike, good to talk with you again. How are you?
Doing fine, Jesse. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Well, let's take a look at this, and I know we're going to try to paint some broad brushstrokes here. As we've seen, the grains and oil seeds in particular this week, Monday, really impressive move. Tuesday's move kind of faded. Then we found some more support on Wednesday. I know there's a lot of different factors at play here, and it's kind of feeling to me like we're getting the grains, getting some decent money flow. It's being met by some farmers selling on this rally. I guess just to kind of set this up, what's your perspective here in this grain and oilseed trade so far this week?
That daily trade you just talked about, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it's really important to dissect that out because, you know, what we're seeing now is continued weather supply issues drive these markets higher for the most part. Monday, after a very disappointing Friday in the Federal Reserve rate cut, wheat fell flat on its face. Monday came roaring back, playing catch up with the Federal Reserve would be my assessment as far as why we mainly did that move back up in the wheat market. Then we fell flat on our face again on Tuesday, led by the wheat. And what this shows us, even with declining yields being reported more and more on my deck, on my customer accounts, in the soybean complex, we still see the beans trying to go higher but failing because the wheat market won't let it out the door, won't let it out the gate. So whenever you turn and tune into your show and I'm on it, there's probably a 99.9% chance we'll talk about wheat as the leader to this marketplace. And I'm still there because really the action, the price action, the data, the way we're trading, it suggests that pretty strongly. And I don't think you have to be really pushing an envelope in an analysis to see that linkage. And I think we're at a really critical time period where we've got a lot of South American weather on our side in terms of upside price, drought conditions. We've got hard red wheat weather that is very droughty. We've got many of the major states, it's 60, 70, 80% drought, like Ohio. Indiana's at 80% drought. You know, you're talking about both hard red and soft red wheat. Knowing that this hurricane system coming through is probably going to take care of the soft red wheat, but leave the hard red wheat literally high and dry for the most part. And so I really think it goes back to where we're at in the wheat market and where we are in the big picture and what the wheat represents, Jesse.
Good thoughts there. And thinking about the weather picture, we should touch on that a little bit more with Hurricane Helene making landfall Thursday. Obviously going to bring a lot of rain and impacts to the southeast and then kind of work its way up into the Ohio River Valley is what the storm track is kind of currently showing. You mentioned some of the South American weather concerns. So on one side, we got weather. Another piece, though, is logistical concerns that could be hampered by weather or strikes. We've already seen the strikes in the Port of Vancouver, and now we're talking more about strike potential here in the U.S. next week. I mean, just a lot of these external factors. Maybe talk about some of these between weather and other issues that are impacting this market, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, so where we are in my mind right now, Jesse, and have been ever since the beginning of 2024 calendar year, is stuck in the late 60s, early 70s into the mid-1980s in respect of the deglobalization, the trade fragmentation, commodities, agriculture commodities being on the tip of the spear, feeling the most sensitivity of this negative demand mindset that continues to plague us. We had the Federal Reserve as a major headwind. They're no longer limiting the risk on asset investment. And so we're really down to one thing. And China's all wrapped up in this because we saw how they stimulated their economy. They've done it a couple different times in the last month. And I really feel like that whether you look at Israel and what's going on in the Middle East, it feels a lot like 1973 and the Yom Kippur War, where it was an all-out Arab conflict against the Israelis. And that really set the stage for a spike in oil prices. Or like the graphic you just showed, we had a big strike back in the mid-1980s. We had a lot of strikes in the 70s and 80s. Remember the air traffic controller strike that Ronald Reagan shut down in 1981. I can go back and look at the geopolitics and the situation that the commodities are in right now, and it just feels a lot like the 70s and 80s, and therefore the demand is really questionable. And we still are relying upon, as I said, that supply and that weather market to rally us. And I don't see any end to that right now because of this potential of shutting down what I think there's 36 major ports, if I remember right, along the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico. They could literally be shut down after October 1. And then all of a sudden, our grain and our livestock and meat exports just go to zero immediately. I mean, that's the fear that I have. I'm not saying it'll happen, but it's a fear that I have that really keeps that demand trapped. And I think we just got to keep that in mind as we combine and as we see these really big premiums start to build back up and how we are getting away from that 2014 price action that we were worried about up until 2 weeks ago.
Well, you mentioned wheat being the upside leader, and then you brought in crude oil there as well. I want to talk about those two together here for a minute. And let's first look at a chart, looking at the WTI stocks price. And I know I've been watching crude as of late, and you know, Wednesday's trade, we kind of were drifting back lower, it looked like, a little bit in futures. I mean, walk us through what you're watching in the crude oil market first before we tie in wheat here, Mike.
Yeah, I think we looked at this chart last week as well. We had just hit another new low in the crude oil stocks, and where the white arrow is down by the bottom right of this chart, we're looking at 413 million barrels of crude in supply, a brand new 2.5-year low today, another surprise drawdown in stocks. And this is with an idea that our demand is not that great and gasoline buying season is pretty much over with. I would argue, however, with the drop in the gasoline prices being pretty substantial around the country, we aren't ready for a further stocks drawdown, and we aren't ready for unleaded gasoline to leave and heating oil to be picked up on a seasonal basis with the fact that we're coming into winter time. And so I see this 413 million barrel level, Jesse, as very tight and well below last year as far as where we were back in the beginning of this year, and a lot lower than what we want to be in terms of the five-year average. And so I do think there is a tie-in between the wheat and the crude oil in that the Russian ruble, and this is getting a little wonky, but I think that the oil and the wheat are the nexus to where we're going to find some demand bullishness in this market or find the trend shift in this market. I'm sticking with wheat as my leader. I'm putting and attaching crude oil to that because the copper market did react very favorably to that Chinese rate cut. I think it hit a 2-month plus high this week so far. But it's the crude oil and the wheat that really are showing the negative demand mindset. And we have very tight supplies worldwide of wheat and very tight supplies in the U.S. here of crude oil. And as I said, we've got this terrible situation brewing in the Middle East that could get a lot worse.
And that's a good point. As that situation in the Middle East continues to unfold, and we'll look at another chart here and kind of illustrate some of that correlation you're talking about here between wheat and crude. And I think this chart itself really kind of gives a good depiction visually here as we look at it, just some of the overlaid correlations here in recent history, Mike.
Yeah, some of the research that I've looked at and some of my own research would say pretty strongly that if you really want a good, long-lasting wheat recovery and what we're talking about in the commodity industry right now of a demand low, you really do want the wheat the crude oil underneath the wheat market, because then the commodity index traders and funds tend to be a little bit more gutsy and invest a little bit more heavily. This would make a lot more sense with the Federal Reserve shifting to an easing type policy. But you got to ask yourself, why isn't the crude oil market going up right now with what could be happening in the Middle East? And, you know, as soon as this weekend or next week or whenever, as far as an all out Arab conflict against the Israelis. And the simple answer is the trade is too nervous about the Chinese demand and the overall world demand for crude oil that they're not willing to take a step out there and buy into it. And I think these port strikes and this trade fragmentation and this deglobalization that we led the show off with really speaks volumes. And I think, as you say, you go back to 2020 and you look at the price action of WTI against wheat in this chart, and you see that a lot of times when you have some really good moves up in the wheat, it's usually at least supported by the crude oil market. So I'm essentially treating you like a client and a subscriber right now by going into this much detail. And there's a lot more to talk about, but we don't have the time.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're getting up against the clock of this segment, Mike. If folks want to reach out to you there at Global Commodity Analytics, have a conversation, take a look at some of your analysis and more, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com. That's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. And you'll be looking at Jess and me today, tonight on the blog post. But I'll be throwing in a lot more charts and graphics for the clients and for the subscribers. So please take a 2-week free trial.
GlobalComResearch.com. With that, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
I thank you for having me, Jesse. Have a great week.
Appreciate that. Once again, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. With planting season in full swing, you can count on Cenex Stores high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest location or go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up next, we will kick off our Sustainable Soy Update series with Jack Cornell from the United Soybean Board on the way right after this.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin-run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
For the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association, we'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand.
and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues here today, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected. Visit Cenex.com or your nearest Cenex location for more information. Well, right now it is time for our sustainable soy update. For the next several weeks, you can tune into AOA as we talk about all things sustainable soy and the work going on with the United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff. And today we're talking about the recent news surrounding the Land Use Change Initiative, the LUCI as it is referred to. Here for a conversation with us, pleased to have Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainable Supply at the United Soybean Board, joining us here for our Sustainable Soy Update. Jack, good to talk with you again. How are you?
Yeah, super excited to be here.
Let's start this off, Jack. What led to the creation of the Land Use Change Initiative? Why did farmers need to build their own table, so to speak, in discussions on land use change?
Yeah, we started seeing a lot of people represent U.S. agriculture and farming, and because they were looking at geospatial and modeling, right? And so they were trying to try to figure out what is actually happening on the ground. And what we found is that people were actually misrepresenting what was happening on the ground. And, you know, based off of how these geospatial models work, what is pasture ground or CRP land or what is a grassland? And so it got super confusing. And what we found was it was starting to affect markets. Our marketability internationally within this confusion in the space, because basically we weren't in the discussion. We were just being dictated to what land use change was, right? And so it was time for us to kind of step up and be like, okay, we need to address this issue.
Well, how is LUCI addressing some of the challenges of inconsistent definitions, metrics for land use change you're kind of alluding to there? And why is this so important for the agricultural sector?
Yeah. So what we're like, okay, so how do we build this thing out? And so what we did was we gathered the best geospatial scientists in the United States, coming from the academic communities, but then also the NGO world, right? We even have some notables from NASA helping us on this project. And so we wanted to really build out a collaborative research project where it's not one-sided. There's everybody's kind of there can kind of chime in and really kind of think about how can we formulate and move this space in a positive, productive way for U.S. agriculture. And so that was really kind of the big takeaway is how do we make this big and robust so that way create almost like a mainstream avenue, right, for how people talk about land use change instead of kind of all these different methodologies? Because realistically, we're moving in an age where anybody can get a USDA public available data set and anybody can access geospatial technology and create their own model, right? And so the space is just going to get more robust and more messy as time goes on. And so, you know, how do we get take the reins on this, kind of create some sort of commonalities within the space to really help farmers showcase their stewardship that happens on the ground?
Well, Jack, let's put a little focus on soybean farmers in particular and talk about, you know, what is soybean farmers' role in Lucy and how sustainable farming practices are helping preserve farmland and natural ecosystems.
So, you know, you think about the most valuable thing on a farm is the soil, right? And the ground that they grow their commodities and raise their families on. And so what the Lucy Initiative is hopefully doing is providing some of those pathways for international marketability so that way farmers can stay productive and profitable at the same time. And so really, so for farmers, it's really just continue to freedom to operate, right? And so this is really hoping to increase their marketability internationally, but also kind of continue to give them the freedom to operate, because then we can utilize this information to showcase the stewardship that is happening on the ground. And we really want to, you know, and then the other thing is probably break down some of these barriers that have been built that would, you know, stifle some of the farmers' innovative, creative ideas about how they utilize land, but also prevent future barriers for being building, you know, where it would prevent farmers from being innovative.
What are some of the most significant long-term changes you see farmers making to protect land resources while remaining competitive in the global picture, Jack?
Well, so, you know, I don't know if there's like a specific thing that you can point to, but if you look throughout history, right, 30, 40 years ago, we've tripled the amount of production of soybeans while utilizing less resources. And we kind of continue that evolve of these land stewardship activities, these innovations on the ground. And so really, from a farmer's perspective, is how the commodity organization, the Soy Checkoff, is helping you is really kind of, you know, providing that fertile ground for you to be the manager of your land, right? To continue that stewardship, because, you know, there's no one way to do it. And the people on the ground know the best way to manage their land, right? They have that inherent generational approach to their farm, right? They want to continue to have their family investing in that farm, pass it down to the next generation. And there's no corporate entity that's going to like have that same tie to the land. And we don't want to make sure the farmers that are on the ground have that ability to continue to make those investments and make those changes that they deem fit. And I think over time, it's going to highlight, you know, and showcase our productive nature, right? We've shown this evidence over the last 30, 40 years. And I think we need to continue to do that.
Well, and I think a lot of this work going on with land use change modeling and Lucy, the Land Use Change Initiative, can really give U.S. farmers and soybean farmers an edge. And I know folks can learn more on the Land Use Change Initiative webpage. We will post that link up on our website, social media, and with the podcast of this week's Sustainable Soy Update. We are up against the clock, though, with that. Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainable Supply at the United Soybean Board, thanks for telling us more about the Land Use Change Initiative and being with us on this week's Sustainable Soy Update.
All right, thank you.
And that is going to do it for our Sustainable Soy Update here today on AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants and Premium Greases. Visit Cenex.com for more information. We're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net.
If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a